Hi, I'm Bess Rhodes, and I recently completed a PhD on the 16th century St Andrews. And I'm talking today about the Market Cross, which used to stand in the middle of Market Street. In many ways, the Market or Market Cross formed the heart of a Scottish town. It was where people traded, where notices were announced, and criminals were punished. And the Market Cross formed the focal point of the marketplace. It was a visual statement that this was the market area. And in the 1170s, the King of Scotland, William the Lion, ordered that all merchandise shall be presented at the Market and Market Cross of Boroughs. Because it was somewhere people gathered, the Market Cross became the normal place for making announcements, and royal proclamations were regularly read out at the Boroughs Market Cross. And this would be one of the main ways in which ordinary town dwellers found out about new laws and instructions from central government. People who infringed the laws of the borough and of the nation also tended to be punished at the Market Cross. For example, in 1427, the Scottish Parliament ordered that if a man without property accidentally caused a fire, he should be beaten at the Market Cross and through the town, and then banished. People who had property simply had their goods confiscated. It's this tradition of public punishments taking place at the Market Cross, which probably explains why, when in 1433 a Bohemian called Paul Cravar was executed for heresy in St Andrews, he was burnt beside the Market Cross. Executions continued to take place beside St Andrews Market Cross well into the 17th century. Indeed, in 1646, a group of royalist supporters of King Charles I were beheaded there, probably with a guillotine-like machine. Sadly, the St Andrews Market Cross has now been removed. However, a number of other five towns do retain this traditional type of urban landmark, and you can still see market crosses in, amongst other places, Cooper, Culross, and Inverkeithing.